Wildcat Insider here on News Radio KMAN. Corey Dean filling in for John Kurtz, who's on his way back from K-State baseball this weekend. A great start to the season for the Cats, who win 3 of 4 on the first road trip and then go from Florida straight to South Carolina to get back in action on Thursday. K-State basketball, though, is the big talk as a very familiar name records his first game as the opposing head coach at Bramlage Coliseum coming up on Wednesday. Brad Underwood bringing his Oklahoma State Cowboys squad into Bramlage, and 7-7 in the conference, a 500 record, which is pretty shocking, Wyatt, for a team that started out 0 for their first six in Big 12 play. This is a wildly different Oklahoma State team that K-State will see on Wednesday night.
It's different in so many ways, but probably at its simplest form, at 0-6, and I think you have to give Coach Underwood a lot of credit for this. Obviously, the way they were defending, being out in the passing lanes and those kind of things, wasn't working. So what did he do? He changed and went to more of a pack defense, and it's turned their season around. Not only their conference season, but their season entirely. They've since the K-State game, they've won 8 of 9. They've won 4 consecutive road games in that stretch, which is quite impressive. And it really is a team that has changed defensively and yet continues to still play at a pretty high efficient level offensively. Not as fast, not quite as high scoring as they were in those in the non-conference and that 0-6 conference start. But, I mean, they have a couple of guys well, maybe more than that, but 2 guys that are unbelievably worrisome when you play them, and Jeffrey Carroll, who I think has had a terrific year. Their leading scorer at 18.2 is Juwan Evans, and Carroll right behind at 17.7. You have 2 guys doing that. That's pretty impressive. And then you've got Forte and Hammonds and Mitchell Solomon. I mean, they've got a lot of guys that, you know, have played really well in this stretch. But for me, it's all about Evans and Carroll, and Evans off the bounce is a nightmare. That'll be a real key to this game.
No, he was really good against OU on Saturday. He gets 16 of his 27 in the final 7 minutes of the game. It scored Oklahoma State's final 16 points, which is pretty crazy as you think about that, as the Pokes get the Sooners 96-92 and win on Saturday night. He's a guy, and he picks up a Player of the Week honors from the Big 12 in the process, but he's had back-to-back really good games, and he's an interesting matchup just because he's super active. He's a good shooter, but he does get to the rim. He's a hard guy to stay in front of just because he's really good off the bounce.
Well, that's the deal. That's the thing. I mean, he's going to occasionally make a three-point. He was 2 out of 7 from 3 against Oklahoma. That's not great. It's okay, but the difference for him is his ability to get to the rim, and not only that, but finish. The other thing, I this is just my opinion. There will be some that agree with me maybe and some that won't, but I believe that he has become, or at least has tried to become, more of a facilitator too, and still not lose that edge as a scorer, as a point guard. And that there's always a fine line there too with that. You look at Oklahoma State as an example in the game with Oklahoma, and I understand it was an offensive game and both teams were in rhythm and all of that, but this is a team that made 12 of 33s the other night and scored 44 points in one half and 52 in another. So they're a little bit of a problem team when it comes to trying to slow them down offensively.
So the difference in that squad, and I'm glad you talked about the defense, because that was one of the things that I kind of wanted to bring up. When they started Big 12 play and they had that run of 6 straight losses, so Oklahoma State gives up 92, 82, 61, 96, 87, 96. That last 96, by the way, to K-State,
yeah.
Barry Brown goes off for 22 in that game. That was a crazy game for the Cats just because that's a lot of points to put up on the road. So they flip-flop, and then on their winning streak, in the games they've won, they gave up 64, 76, 71, 66, 69, 71, 68. So it's about
There's a
20-point
both ways,
swing
yeah.
in defensive performance. At what point, or how do you make that big of a change in the middle of the Big 12 season?
Well, it's not easy, and I think, that's why I think you have to give him a lot of credit, because when you're basically changing a philosophy of what you're doing midstream, it can be problematic. But it has gone, I think, somewhat seamlessly for them. And I don't think this is like – it's not reinventing the wheel necessarily.
Right.
Yet it's a pretty good-sized tweak. And I think like anything, when you're talking about coaches who make changes, players have to buy in and not only buy in but be effective in it. And they've done that. And I think that's the real thing. But I mean, you read off their scores in this streak here. 60s and 70s is a lot of difference between high 90s and high 80s. And so regardless of what they're doing, they're doing
it
better.
They're doing it well.
Yeah.
So when the Cats go to Oklahoma State back in Stillwater, K-State is actually trailing at half despite putting up 51 points, but a great second half. 96 was the most that K-State has scored in a Big 12 road game ever. That didn't go into overtime. They got 101 against Okie Light in like 1991 or something like that in an overtime game. So that's just a boatload of points. But in that game, K-State shot the ball really well. You get 7 of 15 from three-point range. You're 36 of 64 total on the entire game. That's pretty good. So not only are you scoring well, but that's the kind of efficiency I think you're going to need to see Wednesday in order to get this going.
Yeah, or somewhat even in the vicinity.
Right,
but
close.
But let's augment point by just kind of running through K-State starters and what they did in that first game. And I think you could say that some could maybe equal that again and some may not. Here you go. Ready? Kamau Stokes, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. Barry Brown, 22, 3, and 4 steals. Wesley Owundu, 15 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Dean Wade, 7-5 and 3 assists. DJ Johnson, 18 points, 6 boards, 3 blocks. Those are really good numbers.
Yeah.
If they're in the vicinity of that, I like our chances.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting matchup on Wednesday. It's a late game, 8 o'clock game. What do you think the reaction is going to be for Coach Underwood from the K-State faithful?
You know, it's a good question. I hadn't thought a whole lot about it, but you know what? He's a K-State guy. They're going to give him a nice round of applause, I think. I would be surprised if there were people in the building rooting for him, but
right.
I don't think it'll be like that. But I think we all appreciate – I'll just speak for myself here. I appreciate what Brad has done since leaving here. You know, I always felt like he was a very, very fine basketball person. Just, you know, it's been a part fabric of his life, really, going back to, you know, being a high school player and coming here and doing that and then coming back basketball ops into an assistant coach, and then he goes to South Carolina and then he gets a head coaching job. I mean, let me grab that sheet. Let me think about this and what he did at Stephen F. Austin. I understand it's the Southland and not the Big 12.
Sure.
But 32-3, 29-5, and 28-6.
It's
are
good.
You kidding?
Yeah.
So obviously he's done a really nice job. I would tell you that I think he would be the first to admit to anyone that he inherited a much better basketball team than a lot of people had the perception of.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And he's really coached him. I think we're all, from that perspective, proud of what Coach Underwood has done.
Yeah.
Good basketball guy, good guy.
Well, this is a big game, especially when it comes to the Big 12 and seedings and standings and everything. Oklahoma State 7-7 in the conference, K-State 6-8 right behind them. You can tie that up, split the series. All good things can come from this, and then give yourself to get a chance to really get on the roll with OU, TCU, and Tech left to finish things
with
out.
Where they're at in the RPI.
It'll be a huge win.
Major big win. This would, yeah, they're all big this time of year, but you get a top 30 type win, it only helps you, my friend.
Well, coming up, we'll talk some football is making the news, and not only do we get Colin Klein on, but some health concerns from Coach Snyder and things like that. So a lot of interesting talk for K-State football, and I think the countdown officially goes on now, right, as we are under 30 days for spring football practice
That's
to start.
It.
Good-looking schedule for K-State, too, moving forward. We'll talk some K-State football for you next year on Wildcat Insider.